Short-term rentals on Oahu's North Shore have been a long-standing issue ever since the surf culture exploded in the 1960s. But the state's chief information officer, Todd Nakapui, a North Shore resident, says it's getting worse based on an internet search of Airbnb and VRBO sites from La'ie to Mokule'ia.
There were over 1,000 VRBO and Airbnb houses that came up on that. Remember, North Shore was one of the last most affordable places to live on the island, right? We just took 1,000 affordable houses off the market in the last 2.5-3 years.
Airbnb head of policy in Hawaii, Matt Middlebrook, says internet home sharing companies are open to regulation and are working with the counties and state. He says vacation rentals have become a $5.1 billion industry.
In the last analysis done by the Hawaii Tourism Authority a year ago, 15% of tourists interviewed said they would not have come to Hawaii Islands at all if not for the existence of alternative accommodation.
Middlebrook says legislation to allow Airbnb to collect transient accommodation taxes from local hosts failed in the last two sessions. But North Shore Neighborhood Board Chair Kathleen Pahinui says whole homes are being rented out, not just rooms, and collecting taxes is not the answer.
9/10 of what you see online are illegal units. And if the state goes ahead and does an agreement with Airbnb and then ultimately the other internet providers, you're basically telling each county of the state, we don't care about your land use laws.
Meanwhile, the city has formed a task force to provide recommendations, and City Council Zoning and Housing Committee Chair Kimberly Pine says she wants to eliminate illegal vacation rentals.
I'm looking through the zoning code to see if we can allow maybe more condo hotels, if it doesn't affect quiet residential neighborhoods, to encourage those people who specifically bought vacation rentals to perhaps sell, let the house go back to a local person and make those investments in those condo hotels.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.